This podcast does contain some minor spoilers and some language, so keep that in mind before you listen. Also, make sure to check the description for any links and timestamps. I really hope you guys enjoy this. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the PPAP, the Pretty Pretentious Anime Podcast. So it has been quite a while, guys.
No, it hasn't. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. Never mind. It hasn't been quite a while. We just recorded late. Well, it's really great to have everyone back and to be back at the Pretty Pretentious Anime Podcast. We had to start it because of a special anime that is out currently that I cannot wait to talk about. So this is the Fall 2022 Anime First Impressions video. So this is going to be up on Spotify, links in the description, join the Discord, yada, yada, yada. If you're new, make sure to subscribe. So we're just going to kick things right off with introducing people. This is Carlo. Carlo, go ahead and talk.
Yo, I love anime.
Next one is Jack.
Hello. I love reviewing anime. I love anime.
Very enthusiastic. Kevin?
Mark, if you're excited for PPAP return.
Okay. We'll leave that for
Thank you, my Twitter users.
Okay. All right, so now that we got that out of the way, I think we should just kick straight into our first show. We're going to try to make this a shorter episode, but a very concise, to-the-point episode, okay? All right, so our first show is Chainsaw Man! Oh my god,
I've never heard of that. What's that?
Oh, Chainsaw Man? It's not only the best manga ever, objectively. I'm just kidding, subjectively. But it is also the best show ever, subjectively. So it starts off with Denji. He's a chainsaw man, and he kills a bunch of demons. And demons are, like, known to the world and shit. And it's a balls-to-the-wall show, balls-to-the-wall manga. Three of us are manga readers, Kevin, Carlo, and me. And yeah, we cannot wait to talk about the show. They're doing a fucking great job right now. Great fucking job. So we're going to go ahead and start off with Carlo's opinions.
Bro, Chainsaw Man so far. They got good animation. Like, not good animation, bro. Obscene, fantastic, balls to the wall, balls to your face animation, bro.
Balls to your knee, bro.
Dude. Balls in your mouth animation, bro. It is crazy how crazy Mappa went on this show, bro.
I know.
It's like, it's an unreal, like, watching it. It feels like a movie, like a fucking multi-billion-dollar Marvel cinematic perfection movie, whatever. And, like, we read the manga, three of us. The show so far is adapting it pretty fucking well. I mean, the manga is great. The show is great so far. I mean, there's not much to say besides that it's kind of like almost perfect.
Yeah. No.
You gotta agree with that.
No, I mean, genuinely, yeah. And I don't give a fuck who's saying about the CGI. Like, fuck off.
That happens with every show that Mappa animates, bro. Every single one.
I can't believe that's, like, a thing that people are talking about, because it's such a, like, a nothing story. Like, with Attack on Titan, the CGI was, like, visible, and it wasn't bad, but it was visible, so you could slightly understand why people were upset about that. But with this, I don't know where people are coming from.
No, genuinely. Like they blended in so well, bro. Like, yeah. So well. It looks great. It genuinely looks great. Yeah, no, I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking just anime, Reddit, and just Twitter, bro. Like, that's literally all it is. Every fucking single Mappa, like, thing they animate that has any, like, CGI, if it looks like it does. They do the same shit every time. They just act like it's, like, Berserk level of CGI.
Dude, no, I know.
It's ridiculous, bro. Fucking Coomers on Twitter, bro. They're like, Nah, you can't. That's CGI, bro. I'm disgusting. I hate it. It's so fucking stupid. I can't stand it.
Yeah, Jack, I've been actually wanting to ask your opinion on the show since you've actually never read the manga and you're an anime-only watcher.
I read the first volume of the manga.
Oh, that's basically nothing.
It's just basically nothing, to be fair. But, I mean, as an anime-only watcher for the most part, I've really, like, definitely, like, enjoyed Chainsaw Man. Like, I think it's, like, an undeniably, like, exciting, like, show to watch. Like, it's so much fun. Like, MAPPA, they fucking MAPPA's really got their, like, fucking, like, sweatshop Chinese immigrant workers in the back fucking going ham on this shit every single day of the week, bro. Overworking 12 billion hours a day, bro. They're making $2. Yep. They're fucking making 2 pennies an hour.
Dude, it's so fire.
two fucking shekels an hour, bro, to animate this shit. But honestly, it looks, like, incredible. Like, it's definitely, like, a more unique animation style, I think, to, like, a lot of other shows, at least I've seen, especially, like, just, like, on any, like, shonen or action show. Like, it's really, really fun, honestly. Like, I really, like, really enjoyed everything. And also, like, the voice acting is, like, fucking beyond incredible. I was, like, honestly kind of curious. Like, even though I only read the first volume, I was kind of curious how they'd go about, like, who they cast for their voices and everything. And so far, I really think that everything, like, has worked, like remarkably well for it. Like, I just think that it's really funny, and also the opening is, like, fan-fucking-tastic.
I was waiting for someone to talk about the opening.
Like, the opening is, like, one of the most creative, like, openings I've
seen
in a while. Like,
it has so many movie references in it. Like, it's kind of crazy. Like, it's filled. Like, every scene is, like, a movie reference.
Yeah, and the fucking, and then the song by Kenshi Yonezu, which is also, like, super, like, it's a bizarre song. It's about, like, I'm trying to remember what it's about, but the song is, like, a lot of the lyrics are just, like, talking about, like, soda vending machines. And, like,
I think, like, one of the main chants towards the end is, like, idol lyrics for some reason. I don't know. It's
yeah, there's,
strange.
Like, because there's, like, in Japan, they have, like, this, in some soda vending machines, it's, like, a thing where it's, like, a rotating fucking, like...
Yeah, in Japan, they have vending machines. Weird...
No. They're like, it's, like... In this song, there's, like, a lot of lines that, like, specifically reference this one thing that's, like, only native to Japan that, like, nowhere else, like, at least I know of is, like, familiar with it, like, how their soda vending machines work. So the lyrics, like, make no sense translated for some of them. Like, they just make no sense if you're reading it. I forget what it is specifically because I read up on it, like a while ago. But, like, in general, like, the opening is, like, just super, like, unbelievably creative and a lot of fun to watch. And the show in general is just, like, filled, like, with passion. And you can really tell everyone working on this show really wants to make it, like, special and really, like, look good and important. And it's just been a lot of fun. I really like the journey so far. It's only, like, episode 2, right? So far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so this show has pretty much, like, captured me completely at the moment. I really like, the bond in the first episode between Pochita and Denji as well, which was awesome to see on screen. And it was really just a lot of fun to watch unfold in animation. And then just Denji as a character is just funny as fuck. I only read the first volume, but he's even fucking funnier in animation. And the way he bounces off like Makima and Power and the other and Aki especially is just really like a lot of just fun dynamics to watch and play around with on screen. And in general, I just really am enjoying it. I don't see a reason why people wouldn't be enjoying this show. I don't really think there's anything to dislike about it. Like from what I've seen so far, I have not seen a single person talk badly about it because it's just being so like well and faithful.
You're not looking but hard enough.
Clearly, I haven't looked at the Mal reviews yet, so who knows? I have to fucking look at the Coomer fucking Redditors lurking in the fucking Mal reviews talking about.
No, Reddit, and my anime list love Chainsaw Man.
It's Twitter. Oh, it's always
like,
gonna be Twitter.
Always, bro. No
Twitter's always gonna find something to hate on when it's really popular.
It's Midsaw Man.
Midsaw Man, true.
I've really enjoyed Chainsaw Man so far. That I'm really just at this point just waiting for each episode to come out. So I can
That's pretty awesome. It comes out Tuesday, is it, Kevin?
Yeah.
So tomorrow there will be an episode. Unfortunately, we can't review episode 3 for you guys, but you guys give your own opinion on that. So. Also, can I bring up the ending? So apparently there's going to be a new ending every episode.
Every single episode.
So I've heard. Is that true?
Yep.
Holy shit. Bro, that's so cool. Because the ending in the second episode is so cool. It's like watercolors and shit like that. And the song is great. Like, fuck, man.
But then there's going to be a different one and a different one.
I know. Like that in itself is exciting.
There's a few that really stand out to me. I mean, I think the last one, I don't know the order of it, but they've announced all the artists. And I know Maximum the Hormone, the band that did the Parasite opening and the second Death Note opening, are doing one.
Oh, no way. I think
that totally fits the vibe of the show.
Yeah. That's so awesome. And
TK, the Unravel singer.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
His song is titled First Death, I believe. So I think I have an idea where that's gonna go, and if it is there, then it's gonna be.
Oh,
it's gonna
my hit. God! Wait. It's gonna hit. Yeah, you. Oh, know. My God! Yeah. My mind is being blown because, dude, if an episode ends like really fucked up and it goes into like a really good ending, it's gonna close off that episode so much better than it ever could.
Yeah,
that's gonna be it's awesome. Gonna be
crazy.
Fuck. Okay, Kevin, what's your opinion?
Yeah, I was on board with episode one, but episode two, I saw that they cut out the Muscle Devil, and this is the worst adaptation of all fucking time. Hello? did you notice that? I rushed home, and I was like, oh my god, episode two.
The Muscle Devil! I can't
wait to see Denji fight the Muscle Devil. And then they cut the Muscle Devil. That's crazy. Unbelievable. Nah, but, jokes aside, I think the production, like, speaks for itself. So just, like, kind of to talk about, like, the actual content, I think episode one, I think, is, like, really, like, an incredibly, like, impressive episode. Mainly because, like, I think it's really easy. It would have been really easy for the people making this, everyone at MAPPA, to kind of, like, cave into the hype. Because this just has, like, you know, this has, like, unsurmountable levels of hype. Like, literally, everyone on the fucking planet is like looking forward to this. So I think it would have been really easy to just like make some really explosive, really exciting, really crazy, really intense, bring out the action to a 10. But instead of doing that, episode one was really bleak and really quiet and, you know, really like gritty, which I think is really good because, it's easy to forget that, like, the story takes place in, like, a really dark, nihilistic, and unforgiving world, you know? Like, it's, you know, like, sure, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of fun, there's a lot of craziness, but ultimately this is a very, like, heavy story when it gets to, like, the latter half and everything. So I think the atmosphere was captured so perfectly in this episode, and I think that's kind of, like, the biggest like testament you can get to like the series' overall quality going forwards. Like I'm completely on board. Like I don't have a single worry because I know that they like completely understand what Chainsaw Man's about, and I think that's like the most reassuring thing you could like possibly get, you know?
Yeah, that's true, because like the score that I have it right now is like I'm worried that it's gonna like maybe take a turn, but I feel like that's not gonna happen.
I don't think it will.
I really won't. You're right about that, because like I hope it doesn't take a turn, because I have the manga at a 10. Like it's one of my I think it is my favorite manga, honestly.
Yeah, it's a strong 9 for me. It's one of those things that I kind of like more and more every single day, you know?
Yeah.
And I find myself itching to read it for like the third time again. So it's just like it's like there's not a day that goes by that I just don't think about it, and that's good.
Yeah, it's just genuinely, like, it was so much fun to read, and it was, like, short. Yeah. It just had me on edge the whole time, and it just definitely quickly rose to, like,
top reading five. The manga, you just can tell while reading it that, like, it's made to be, like, in motion, you know? Like, the manga itself is, the way Fujimoto lays his panels, it's all, like, really cinematic. And so you can just picture how it looks, like, animated in your head. And so to see it, like, actually be crazy.
It's crazy because like I'm like, oh shit, yeah, like it feels like I'm reading it, honestly, like because they're animating it so well, and like the drawings on the page, you're right, like it really does look like movie scenes. It's just, it really is great.
I just know, like, once like the actual, obviously this is gonna be 12 episodes, so I think like I don't know whoever's listening to this, how many of them. It's really tough to like gauge how many people who are watching like Chainsaw Man or manga readers and how many aren't. Because I feel like you kind of, as a fan of the series, like I have to do my part in like warning people who have never read it to like not get too hyped about what's going to happen in season one. Because I don't think season one gets like anywhere near to like the actual like quality that Chainsaw Man is, right? Like I think it's gonna
I
end.
at least I
Like
hope it
not
doesn't
that,
TBH,
yeah, not
'cause
that,
it's 12.
not that, right? Not that what happens in this season is bad at all, because there's like, you know, I like once the fight with the Eternity Devil in the hotel happens, I think that's when you're like, okay, I'm kind of on board with this, and the season should end with the Katana Man fight, which is gonna be great. And I think once that's established, it's like, okay, now we're kind of on board. But the real like meat doesn't happen until like what the content of season two is gonna adapt. So I think people
Damn.
shouldn't be too hyped. But like
Only
you should,
10
your
more years.
expectations, yeah, your expectations should be like within reason for season one. Once we get to season two and whatnot, then it's like, okay, now it's gonna be the best thing ever.
I know. I wonder how this one's gonna leave off. Like it's gotta leave off with like a definitely an interesting
I just hope
ending.
that the whatever comes next doesn't take too long, you know, like I hope there isn't like a 2 year gap or something.
I don't think there
It
will
shouldn't be
be.
that bad because like didn't Chainsaw Man start in 2018 anyways?
Yeah, but
Honestly, to go from
it ended in 2020.
yeah, but to go from manga to adaptation that quick, I mean they should. It is like is a very like popular like piece. Obviously, it's a manga and an anime. It's gonna be fucking absurdly popular. I highly doubt they're gonna like wait that long to try to pump it out. Like
Yeah, well, but I
I
mean, it took a while for
guess.
this to come out
Yeah, I
because
mean.
the anime was announced the day that the manga ended, so this has been in production for about, not like been in production, but like this has been 2 years in the making already.
I think it's really gonna depend probably on MAPPA's schedule.
And I don't really mind them taking like time, because as long as the quality is good, then you know, not much to complain about. But you know, I just hope that it isn't too big of a gap.
I can't imagine it'll be that big of a gap because like I'm sure that like MAPPA and just like whatever other like studios are backing this project and other investors are gonna want this shit to be pumped out
It's
pretty
literally just
quickly.
MAPPA. It's
I don't know.
crazy.
I'm pretty
They're
but
the
I'm
only
pretty
people like on the production committee too.
Really?
So like,
Holy shit. I'm pretty positive that after like the reception that this show's gonna get, which is gonna be absurdly positive. I there's no fucking
I
way
mean, it
against it.
already is absurdly
After the
positive.
first two episodes, yeah, so I don't think it should take them that long. I imagine that MAPPA's probably gonna just fucking fully focus on it for the most part. Hopefully not neglect their other work too much, but I think it really depends on what they're gonna be working on. But I would not be surprised if they dedicated a lot of their staff to Chainsaw Man for the next couple of years after this show finishes, the first season at least. So,
The good
you
thing is
know.
that everyone and their mom wants to work on this show because literally everyone loves Chainsaw Man,
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
so
especially in
far.
Japan.
It's
Yeah,
really
like
exciting,
literally
honestly. It
every
is really
single
cool.
person in the like the island wants a piece of the Chainsaw Man cake.
Yeah,
I
it's
think
really fucking
even if they
cool.
work for free, they're gonna still want to be involved.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. Like so far, MAPPA, like this, like what MAPPA's doing, really does feel like a passion project. Like it really has a lot of passion and behind it.
It
It's really
is.
awesome. So it's dope. Anyways,
Yeah.
so man, so quiet.
Yeah, you know my opinion on the show. So it's fucking great. I love it. I'm a manga reader. 10 for that. Honestly, we're just gonna start with the scores. Carla, do you wanna give your score on it so far?
10.
10? Okay. And Jack?
I give it a strong, very strong 9.
And Kevin?
Yeah, it feels unfair to grade it after two episodes, so I think a 9 is probably like good, I guess. I haven't really thought about it, honestly. I'm just kind of waiting for it to finish.
Yeah, I have it at a 9 too. So I also think it's unfair to judge at 2 episodes.
But like really, the what we've seen so far has just been flawless.
Yeah,
Like there hasn't been a
honestly.
single issue. Like we talk about the animation, but I think the soundtrack's also like exceptional. Getting Kensuke Ushi on this was like a stroke
Oh
of
no,
genius.
yeah, the soundtrack
I like
is
episode
great.
one. I love just the lack of music. It was just so perfect. So that when it, whatever, like the scene where Makima hugs him and then like the music kicks in, it's like, yes. It's perfect. And I just know that when like the big emotional scenes happen, they're gonna nail it.
Dude, Real quick though, the scene where fucking Denji's kicking Aki in the nutsack, bro. That shit was so funny. Like, it was animated so well too. I'm like, oh my god, this is amazing.
I also really like the color palette that Mappa chose to animate.
Oh yeah, so, yeah.
Like, the more subdued and dull colors really like are a good juxtaposition to like the comedic scenes and like light tones of the show, and then really like just are amazing whenever we get like a super emotional scene. Like Chainsaw Man really has.
Oh man, like, you haven't seen anything
like
yet.
So far at least. Like Chainsaw Man has like insanely good duality between comedy and emotions, and it's really awesome to be seeing on screen so far. I'm sure if I read the manga, I'd have much deeper appreciation for what's been happening so far. But even like looking at it, just
dude,
as,
it's
like,
fine. You're gonna like, realize.
You can tell how much work
matter because it's
oh
either way.
Oh, and really quick too. Can I just talk about every single time I'm like laughing at something on the screen, or like you know, like haha, like getting really into the show. Dude, all of a sudden, I'll just have a random PTSD flashback of like everything that just happens in the ending of the manga, and I'm like, oh my god.
I know when episode 2, like seeing everyone together, I'm like, oh
dude,
my god,
like
I'm so happy, and then I think, and I'm like, I'm gonna stop watching this. Actually, I don't think I want to get.
I know, dude. Denji's kicking Aki in the balls. I'm laughing, and then I just go straight face, bro. I'm like, oh no. Nah. It's just like flashbacks. All right, but anyways, yeah, Chainsaw Man recommended 110%. Go watch it, go read it, go do everything, get a poster up on your fucking wall, get hyped for the show. Okay, it's gonna be fire. Mm-hmm. All right, and season 2 is probably gonna be even better, so if you're an anime only watcher, get fucking ready. Okay,
it's not even,
don't
it's
sleep
not
on close. This show, do not sleep on it, watch it weekly.
It's not even close.
All right, anyways, we're gonna move on to our next show that I don't think any of us have seen, except for Kevin.
Shit, I'm the only one.
I've only seen an episode and a half of the first season, and it is Spy X Family. I know this is super popular. I know everyone loves it. Blah, 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 blah. I don't really, like, I just know it's about, like, a spy family, and there's this kid, and I don't fucking know. Kevin, do you want to, you can take over.
Yeah, spoiler, there's a spy, and he starts a family. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that, but... Oh my god, I am literally the least qualified person to talk about this because everyone loves Chainsaw Man. I'm still fuck. Everyone talks about Spy Family. I'm kind of neutral on it. It's fine. It's cute. It's, you know, it follows Lloyd, who's the top agent. He's super cool. He's a super amazing secret spy. And the story, I don't know if people notice, the story kind of takes place in a mid-1900s Germany location thing, kind of like that. So, you know, that's kind of like Cold War vibes is what I'm trying to say, you know what I mean? And yeah, he gets sent on a mission to take down like this political guy, you know, like this political enemy. And in order to do that, he has to, because the enemy has like, he has connections to like the big academy of the setting, and so in order to do that, he has to get into the academy. So to do that, he fakes a wife, and he fakes, and you know, the two of them, you know, get like their little like fake kid. But the thing is that the wife he gets is actually an assassin, and she's, you know, like fucking kills people and goes crazy at night. But in the day, she's just, you know, a nice lady. And the kid, Anya, who I'm sure you've seen, is actually an esper. And she can read people's thoughts. But the three of them, none of them actually know that, right, about each other. So, you know, every single one of them is trying to keep their secret from the other. And, yeah, it's cute. It's a cute dynamic.
It's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny.
I'll give it a watch eventually, you know.
Yeah. Like, I think it's a really, like, safe recommendation to like the average person, because I don't really think there's nothing like too out of, like there's nothing too Spy Family is probably one of, out of like all the mainstream anime, Spy Family is the least anime out of all those anime, if that makes sense, you know what I mean? It feels very much like a Saturday cartoon, kind of. It feels very Western. It has a lot of Western vibes to it, and so I think it's extremely accessible, you know. Like, you could watch it, you could have it on the TV in your living room,
with like your parents at your house, and you don't have to worry about like anything being weird. It's like extremely normal, and it's fun. It's cute. Season two, yeah, season two is just a direct continuation from season one. I've only seen the first episode. They get a dog. Dog's pretty cool. That's all that really happens. Yeah,
you recommend
it? You should see the dog. Yeah, I mean, I'm not as like hyper obsessed with Spy Family as like most people are. I think that let's do a quick look at season one. Yeah, it has an 8.74.
Yeah, yeah. And season two has an 8.75.
Kind of crazy. Kind of crazy. I think Spy Family like peaks. Obviously, it goes into a crazy direction and it becomes like super emotional or something, but I don't really think that's going to be the case. So I think it peaks probably at like an eight out of 10, you know, and I have it at a 7.
You have it at 7.
So, I mean, I think it's perfectly fine show to watch, but I don't really think it's like that great, you know?
All right, cool. So go watch Spy Family. I will watch it too. I just haven't gone around to it, but I don't know. Everyone loves it.
You'll like it. Most people will like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I mean, I watched like the first two episodes. It was good. I just like stopped watching it. I don't know.
There's absolutely
One Piece. One Piece. That's why.
One Piece is so much better.
Dude, One Piece is so fire. I started watching One Piece, everyone. Okay, anyways. We're going to go on to our next show. Watch Spy X Family. Good recommendation. Kevin gave it a 7. That's pretty good. So our next anime is called Blue Lock. Okay.
Soccer Fortnite.
Can I give you a synopsis of the show? So it is Squid Game, but soccer.
Oh, soccer Squid Game. Fortnite.
So basically, these guys, right?
Fortnite.
These guys, all the best strikers in Japan, right, that are like high school students, join up, get called in by the government to play in this huge fucking arena or stay in this huge arena. And they're not allowed to go out until one has become the number one striker. And they battle each other. That's pretty much it. So basically, yeah, it's just soccer, Squid Game. Yeah. Last man standing. Type shit. It's fun. it's a really fun show. Yeah, so we're just gonna start off with Carlo's opinions.
Dude, it's so cool, bro. Like soccer, like the opening scene for the first episode, he's like going crazy about to score a goal and shit. But high up the semifinals, if he wins this game, he's going to the nationals. He's like about to score. He could score, but he's like, oh, soccer team game, all for one, one for all, whatever shit bullshit like that. He passes it to his teammate. His teammate whiffs, fucking throws his team into the trash can. They never go into finals.
Not yet.
And then dude, and then they get called into that fucking Blue Lock place. It's so cool. It's like, I don't know.
It's just
like
over the top, and it's like it's goofy. Like it's really goofy. Like,
the main goal is to kind of be like the biggest egoist, and that's how you become the best.
The guy who runs the program is literally called Ego.
Yeah, it's pretty funny that they're like shaming all of like soccer players.
Eyes, they get like the fucking blue smoke shit. It's a fun show. There's nothing wrong with it. It's fun. It's cool. You want to kind of root for the main character, but also you kind of don't because he has to be kind of a dick to win. Mm-hmm. I guess it's fun. I think it's cool.
That's good. Jack, have you seen this show?
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Blue Lock, and I went into it pretty much blind. I didn't even read the synopsis. I had no idea what the show was about. Mm-hmm. And when I was like just watching it, I thought it was just gonna be like another like show like Haikyuu or any other like sports show ever, just like high school boys doing sports. And which is like fine. Don't get me wrong. I always enjoy my my boys playing like some volleyball or some basketball or whatever. Like it's, those can always be fun to watch. But you can't, I don't think you can be ignored that sometimes it can, that kind of format can get a little repetitive, but I don't mind it. So what I was watching, and then it suddenly turned into like a fucking battle royale Squid Game. I was like, holy sh! It kind of subverted my expectations slightly. I didn't really expect that to happen. I kind of thought it was just going to be like any other generic high school boy sports show. But I'm kind of happy it's not. I mean, it's really cool to go out of like the generic, you know, status quo of what these kinds of shows usually are. And I think it's a really good opportunity. I think it's just like a fun opportunity for, and you know, in general, just to like have this show. It's so far, it's really fun. I just really enjoy the format kind of, and like the concept behind it. And I think it's really fucking funny. I think it's like, so far it was filled with a lot of like ridiculous moments, and I really did like the whole scene, where like every striker is brought into like the building, and fucking Ego gives like a fucking like speech. Like fucking Squid Game speech about like how they have the biggest fucking dick and the biggest ego, and they have to be the biggest pieces of shit in order to succeed. So and dumb. they are all gonna jump at that opportunity because we gotta be number one, baby. I guess, but it's so far it's really fun. The animation is about what I'd expect for this type of a show, I suppose. But it's still really like, it's smooth. It's nice to look at.
Dude, the animation's good as hell.
Like, it's good. Yeah, like it's
solid. I will say that's solid.
The show is like, so far, like unbelievable.
We are treated to some really good animation in a lot of shows from this season.
Dude, so yeah, can sure. I yeah, really, really sure. fast, really, really fast? 2022. Is it just me or is anime getting crisper like every show?
Yeah,
it's starting like you know how you're like, oh, like those TVs can't get any better picture. Yeah, well, and then it gets like better picture in the future. Well, that's kind of what's happening to anime. It's like every show is like getting crisper. It's pretty crazy because I guess the technology is coming out where they don't have to have like a super high budget to make like a pretty decent thing.
Yeah, I also really like the effects on the characters' like eyes as well, and this with this animation, it really like adds, I honestly, a lot to it. Like it was pretty fun to watch. I really didn't like notice in a lot of other shows like would do as often as this one. Like the characters are just very, very expressive. The show is like very colorful and very expressive, and I really like it. And it's really exaggerated, but it's like in a really fun, like enjoyable way. Like it's definitely like been like, it was a lot. The first episode was like definitely one of those that like really sucked you in to it. Like I really honestly enjoyed watching it. Like it was just like a good time in general. And I did really just think like fucking Fortnite, like Squid Game, like soccer is just really. It's, I think it's ridiculous, but I think it's insanely stupidly fun. And I really want to see like a whole fucking like how many is this? Like, is this 12 episodes?
It's 25.
25.
Fire.
Oh, I just would love to see like a 25 episode fucking show of this like ultra serious Squid Game Fortnite fucking soccer.
I wonder where it's gonna go, honestly.
I think Danganronpa is more of like an apt comparison.
You think so? I feel like Squid Game worked.
Danganronpa, it would be probably a better comparison on Squid Game.
I like how the guy says lock off.
Jack, don't you think that the scene with all the people when they come in the room looking at each other, that is literally
Danganronpa. It's pretty much
the same. But that's literally Squid Game. And that's and that's literally SAO.
No, well,
it makes sense. It makes sense if you played it. It makes sense.
I get what Kevin means. Like, I think the level of ridiculousness the show is at is kind of like akin to Danganronpa for sure. And just how like unbelievably like stupid it is, and also how seriously it'll probably take itself at times. And just like it was fun. It was fun to watch, and I'm gonna definitely just probably keep up with this one for sure. Because it definitely did suck me in a little bit. Because I just completely subverted my expectations when I was watching the episode. As I just went in completely blind. Like, I was not conflicted at all. Like, I just enjoyed it. It was just like, I just had like a fucking big-ass smile on my face the entire time watching this. It's like the first episode. Because it was just so fucking stupid and funny. And then just like, I just couldn't wrap my head around fucking Fortnite Squid Game soccer. The entire like 20 minutes. So yeah. I don't know. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I cannot wait to see him.
Yeah. Kevin, what is your opinion?
Okay.
Okay. I have beef. I have beef with this series.
Oh, Squid
I've always had beef with Blue Lock. I back in the day, I read a good bit of this. I actually once the show came out, I went back and checked. I read 90 chapters of this. I don't know how the freaking hell I read 90 chapters of this because I don't remember a damn thing. But there are some shows that I'll happily, confidently call bad. This isn't one of them because I this is it's a very personal thing with Blue Lock. I just, it's not serious. You're not supposed to take it serious. You're supposed to suspend, your suspension of disbelief, however the fuck you say it. I just can't do it with this one because like just the whole idea that the whole point of the show is about like being selfish and being egotistical and like only thinking about yourself, like that's just not how soccer works. It just like it grinds my gears a bit. I'm like this is the one sport where you can't be selfish, you know?
But that's the point of it.
Yeah, but no, it just
I mean,
it
I honestly
aggravates
think,
me.
I because
honestly think
everyone's saying that's not how you play soccer and that's not what soccer's about, like let's say in like the first episode, even though it is, but they're saying that all strikers are fucking egotistical, which is really fucking funny. It's really funny.
And it's just like you just can't just like it just doesn't like apply to like a team. You just can't do that. You know, you all have to the best teams in the world, everyone's on the same page, you know what I mean? Like everyone practices every day together, everyone knows exactly what their teammate's gonna do without them having to tell them. Just having one person just only thinking about themselves is just like no, that's not how it works, you know? Like they mention a lot of real like they name like a lot of real players, which is funny because they kind of dug themselves in a hole by
Edit.
doing that. Because I think like what they name like Ronaldo and stuff by name,
I thought it was funny. Yeah, they do. I thought
but no,
it was pretty funny.
they dug themselves in a hole with that because they mention because the point of like the Blue Lock program is for Japan to win the World Cup, right? And
Because they
so they
always
mention.
lose.
Right, and so they mention the French team that won the World Cup last time, and the reason I say that they dug themselves in a hole by naming real people, they had to come up with someone for the French team because in real life the striker that played for France that played every single game didn't score a single goal in the tournament, but they still won. Because his goal in the team, because he was a big like 6 foot tall dude, his but the goal of his the goal that's his whole purpose was just get the ball, he's tall, block out your defenders, wait for your teammates to run behind you, pass them the ball, they score, you know, more of like a false nine kind of thing. So they had to like come up with some random fucking like fake dude in Blue Lock because they realized that their own logic just it doesn't work, it just doesn't make sense.
I
And
mean,
then
it,
like
yeah.
even then, I mean like. Show itself is fine. It's just like it's a bit. I like edge. You know, I like things to be edgy. This is too edgy, dude. Like,
To be
trust me.
fair, yeah, I
The
mean,
more
I
it
think
goes
it's
on,
funny as
the
fuck.
more dude,
It
the
is
more it
funny.
goes on, the edgier and edgier and dude. People start beating each other up. There's one chapter that is literally. It's in the 60s. The title of the chapter is literally the Arsler. Because,
That's the title?
yes. Yeah, it's
Bruh.
really edgy.
I
Dude, it's
mean,
extremely
that's
edgy.
funny as fuck,
I
though.
definitely don't think that Blue Lock is like necessarily geared toward people who like actually
Well,
like the sport of
yeah.
soccer, like
It's not
obviously,
supposed to be
right?
taken
Like,
literally, and it's a parody of soccer.
if anything, the show is just making fun of people who like soccer to that like to like a super duper high level and just like shitting on
It's
everybody for
not.
it. I think
No,
it's just
it's. Dude,
not.
Blue Lock is literally
I think
just taking the stereotype that
it's pretty
strikers are always egotistical, yada, yada,
right.
yada, and putting it into play by having all the strikers come together and try to like work kind of like as a team in a way to like fucking battle each other. But like, for example, like one scene in like the first or second episode was like. It was like all them like working as a team, but all of them were going after the ball at the, for the same
Yeah.
time. It was just funny as fuck,
Yeah,
and
I just,
I
yeah.
don't know. It just reminded me of like when I played soccer when I was younger, because like the younger people were super egotistical when they were strikers. Yeah. So it was just, it was really funny seeing it. But obviously, I mean, when you look at it as a sport, you know, like I've played soccer, I've watched it. Like soccer is a team-based game, you know, like it I mean, it obviously it does a disrespect, but the thing is that it's a parody of soccer. Just like how One Punch Man is a parody of anime fighting shows. Like there's a lot of really good and emotional anime fighting shows, but you know, One Punch Man just shits on all of that and just makes fun of all of it, you know. And yeah, I don't know, but my opinion on Blue Lock, it's really fucking fun. I was watching it while Blaze out of my mind, and it was just so fucking funny, bro. Like it was so funny, dude. Like I walk into the show, I'm like, yo, dude. Like it's so sick. And the stupid little fucking smoke that comes out whenever they're talking, it's so dumb. And dude, can we just talk about how Ichigo is featuring here? Ichigo is featuring. Get ready. And guess what? They brought back my boy Connie from Attack on Titan, dude. And they bro, fucking Bakugo. Dude, it's crazy, bro.
Have you guys watched episode 2?
No.
Yes, I have. I am caught up. I'm caught up.
You know what I'm going to mention, right?
What are you going to mention?
The fucking Bachira. The curly hair boy. Yeah, to you guys who haven't watched episode 2. Bachira, the sleepy boy, the boy with like
the anime characters are so generic, man.
He has who I'm talking about, right? The one with like sleeping on the floor. No, to Jack and Carl.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
the cat boy.
He has a monster inside of him.
Dude, it's so funny.
That talks to him and tells him what to do.
It's hilarious.
Dude, somehow I forgot.
Reminds me of some guy.
Somehow I completely forgot that was a thing. So I saw a screenshot and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, oh yeah, he does have a monster inside of him. I completely forgot.
It's so funny, dude. Yeah,
it's just, it's so edgy.
It's hilarious. No, but the dialogue is so over the top that it's like, it's just so funny. Like, it's like, oh, I have a monster inside me and it comes out whenever I see the ball. I become an egotistical prick. It's just hilarious, bro. It's so funny. No, it's a great parody on soccer. I think it's hilarious. It just takes a stereotype and like puts its own spin on it. It's funny.
It's fun. It's more a la Kuroko than it is like a Haikyuu, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like superpowers and like edgy extra stuff.
Yeah.
My inner soccer nerd just can't like get us. It just can't like fuck with it, you know?
No, that's fair.
I prefer sports anime that are more like Haikyuu, that are more like grounded and like on the writing. There was a really good soccer show that came out in the summer season called Awashi that was like really, really, really good, and I liked that one a lot. This one's not as good, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I know that it's a me thing, you know.
So we're gonna go ahead and give scores now. So Carlo, what would you give this?
I give it an 8.
All right, Jack.
Yeah, I'd also give it like a 9.
Kevin,
I have it at a 5.
All right, and I have it at a high 7, leaning on to 8. Yeah, I don't know. It might change to 8 with the episodes going on, but I'm enjoying the fuck out of this, dude. I literally just like, I can't wait for the next episodes to come out because they're like, they're just fun to watch. Like, I just goof off while watching them, bro. It's so funny.
It's an over exaggeration of everything with soccer. Yeah,
I'm always like so hyped up. I'm like, yo, like it's so fire. But anyways, I recommend it. Go watch it. I mean, give it a try. Maybe you'll end up, if you're really into soccer, maybe you might end up maybe like Kevin, not enjoying it. But I mean, if you're in the mood for like a parody, balls to the wall, it's just funny. Don't take it seriously. I don't think it's made to be taken seriously. But yeah, it's pretty fun. I recommend it. Go watch it. Can you guys agree on that?
It's fun, bro. It's so funny. You kind of just want to feel like you're kind of the character sometimes. The main guy.
Nah, bro.
I don't even know.
We are not that edgy.
Maybe Carlo. Who knows? But anyways, we're going
to... Carlo has a monster inside him.
We're moving on.
Exactly. Ask my psychiatrist.
Lock off! Lock off.
My bad.
Lock off. Okay. Anyways, we're going to move on to Mob Psycho 100 Season 3. So, it's fucking Mob Psycho, bro. I mean, if you haven't watched the show, just go watch it. It's fire. It is also balls to the wall. Hilarious. It is just great animation. Goofy as all hell. It's just so enjoyable. And the action is like fucking insane. But yeah, season 3 is literally just a continuation of, you know, Mob Psycho. There's a giant broccoli and yeah.
Oh, does the broccoli actually like happen in this season?
Yeah, there's just a gigantic broccoli in the middle of the city.
That's in the opening of season 1.
Yeah, it's so funny. Have you guys seen Mob Psycho season 3 yet?
Yes.
Okay, Carlo, do you want to start?
You have? You've watched it?
Yeah. I like Mob Psycho. It's pretty cool. Right now, I only watched the first episode. It's good. It's literally just Mob Psycho. It's like funny, kind of dumb. It's just a fun watch. There's nothing really wrong with it. There's nothing bad. The animation's good. The characters are all fun. But it's literally just continuation of Mob Psycho. Like, if you already watched the first two seasons and you liked it, why not watch the third season? I don't know. Seems fun. I don't know.
No, yeah, you would definitely love the third season. I mean, it's just like, you know, Mob Psycho.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Like, genuinely, I have no other thing to say about it. It's just fucking Mob Psycho. Just go watch it.
Just Mob Psycho. That's it.
Yeah. Jack, did you watch it?
Nah.
No. Have you seen any Mob Psycho?
Nah.
Oh, wow. Okay. You definitely check it out if you have a chance. Kevin, it sounded like you didn't start this, did you?
I haven't watched the season 3, but I've seen the first two seasons. I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it. Maybe I won't. If I do watch it, I'll just end up waiting for it to end, and then I'll check it out. But yeah, Mob's fine. I have no real issue with it. But I'm not really like in a rush, you know.
That's fair. Check it out.
Season 3.
Yeah, I've only seen one episode so far, and yeah, Mob Psycho. It's fucking fun. It's funny. Same old comedy. There's a big fucking broccoli in the town. Like, it gets so goofy as that, like, the broccoli that's in the middle of the city, like, the citizens of the city are just starting to pray to it like it's a wise tree, even though it's just a gigantic broccoli. It's really fucking goofy, bro. It's just a funny ass show, dude. Funny ass show. So I was looking at my season 2 score, and apparently I gave it a 10. So I remember really enjoying it, but I was like, damn, wow, a 10. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a while, though, so I don't really know. I don't remember it too well, but I still remember it. I still remember absolutely loving it, though. So, yeah, I'm just on to season 3, and I remember quite a bit now that I'm thinking about it, actually. But
the thing with Mob is that, like, I remember when I didn't really care about season 1 too much, but I remember when season 2 was coming out, I remember really liking like the first like 6 or so episodes, but then it kind of like because it was kind of like focusing on like Mob and like his relationship with like his friends and Reagan. I was like, yeah, this is sweet and stuff, but then like they introduced like a villain, then I'm like, okay, I don't give a shit anymore, you know. So I kind of just wish Mob would always just be like, you know, just like focusing on like the characters, because the characters are good. Like, Reagan's great, and Mob's
so
also
good.
Really good.
So good.
I just don't really care about like any of like the action, even though it's like really well animated. I just don't really care, because I never really feel like there's an actual threat. It's like One Punch Man, you know.
Yeah.
Like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? Nothing. Yeah. No, it's fine. Mob's fine.
So what'd you give it, Carlo?
I gave it an 8. I gave the last two seasons a 9, though. But I'm gonna give it an 8 just because it's literally just Mob Psycho.
Yeah.
I believe this is the last season, so I'm sure like stuff will happen at the end.
Yeah, I have it at like a high 8, low 9. Just because, you know, Mob Psycho. I don't know where it's going to go, but first episode was just funny. And I like Mob Psycho, so, you know, I just gave it that. So, but yeah, anyways, go check it out. Go watch Mob Psycho if you haven't. It's really funny. Like, really funny. You'll definitely enjoy it, to say the least. Definitely enjoy it. So we're going to move on to a show that I think only I have watched, correct?
No, I watched it.
We're going in order from the list, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So wait, why is my thing all out of order? What show are we watching? Or what show are we on?
We're watching our favorite anime, guys. Don't we love this show? We're watching the Isekai.
Oh, it's an Isekai? How do you say this name? Cage no Jitsua Yakusha ni Nair. I completely butchered
it. It's the eminence in shadow.
Oh, I didn't even see that we had a list in chat.
That is tripping.
I had it open on my anime list. Okay. Well, I butchered that. But anyways, yeah, it's a isekai. I've only seen the first episode.
Wait, is there an isekai?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Wait. What do you mean it's an isekai? Did you watch the show?
So,
and then he saved the girl, and then he like hopped on an RPG.
Listen. Before anyone says anything, right? This show is apparently a comedy. And I didn't realize that, right? Because none of the quote-unquote jokes landed at all, bro. It was just, like, so bad. Like, terrible.
I didn't think there I were couldn't any believe jokes, it. Bro.
No, where so so I was reading a lot. I was reading up on the show a lot. I don't know why, dude, but this, I just
this
was.
This series is huge.
Yeah, it is. And I because I keep reading it all over the place that they're like, oh my god, the manga is so good, but the anime's dog shit, don't watch it. And I'm like, yeah, it's true.
So fucking popular. This series is so popular.
No, dude, I heard the manga or the novel or whatever it is like. It's like good, and like the jokes
are
funny.
Fucking liars.
Apparently,
we do this every single time where we watch something, and the readers are like, "It's really good, guys, promise." And it's the worst dog shit
it's
like
not,
ever.
Don't listen to the
bro,
readers.
Bro, are you sure? Is it a manga or was it a webtoon, bro? Which one is
same
it, bro?
Same fucking thing. We should have learned this from the fucking webtoon shows we watched.
Bro, the webtoon shows are the goofiest shit ever, man. Holy fuck!
No, for real.
Back to Eminence in Shadow.
Yes, Eminence in Shadow.
It's not an isekai.
Wait, you're Jack, I want to see. No. Can you say this name? Perfect pronunciation.
I thought you were going to ask what I saw. Kage no Jitsuryo Kusha ni Naritakute. Hold on.
It's not that big.
It's not, but like the Jitsuryo
Kusha. Kage no Jutsu.
Fireball Jutsu.
It's Naruto.
A little bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, it is, right? Well, that one's for all the Japanese viewers. None. But anyways.
All none of you.
Japan, I love Japan.
So we'll stick with Eminence in Shadow. The best show ever.
You can't say that name with a straight face.
Yeah, I know.
Think
can we talk about the first episode where really quick. Yeah, because apparently the second episode is the isekai part. Because guess what?
Did you
the first
episode.
Listen, yes, I did. The first episode.
Carlo didn't, clearly.
The first episode, right? Is some guy, right? Apparently it's a comedy. No shot, right? No fucking shot. It's a comedy because it's so shit.
It's the first anime comedy with zero jokes.
No, literally, I couldn't believe it. And so there's this guy in high school, and there's this girl in high school. Man, I don't even know what the fuck is going on. She gets, like, kidnapped. All of a sudden, the guy that she sees in school that, like, hates her or something or doesn't talk to her or doesn't remember her name.
Doesn't know her name.
Doesn't know her name. Like, comes and saves her randomly and beats the shit out of this guy with a crowbar with like a 2-minute scene of him bashing in his head for like no reason.
The crowbar was pretty cool. Brutal.
No, it was like for no reason. Like it was out of nowhere. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then the show ends with her going to school, and then the guy remembers her name and she's like, oh my God. And then it literally just cuts to a new scene of him dying. It just cuts to it cuts to a random new scene of him getting hit by a car. And it's not even of him getting hit by a car. It's just his name and picture. But the thing is he has the most forgettable face and the most forgettable name. So I didn't even know who it was at first. I had to rewind it. I was like, who just died? I'm like, who cares? And then I look and I'm like, oh, that's the main character.
You're right, Preston. He should have had the ski mask on.
I know. Yeah, what a bad show. Anyways, yeah, I have it at, like, it's the most dog shit ever. I don't know.
Carla, did you like this one?
I have it at a 6 because I didn't understand what was happening. I just thought she remembered her name. It cuts to the credits, and then I'm like, wait, there's 10 minutes left.
Oh, wait, by the way, isn't it funny if I had a nickel for every time we watched an anime this season that cut to credits halfway through the episode, I'd have 2. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny that's happened twice?
Oh, he doesn't know.
I
doesn't
know.
He doesn't know. He's unaware. He's unaware. Anyways.
And then I thought I skipped past the credits. And then all of a sudden, he was in some magic world.
With he had a harem of cat girls.
His little clan. And he goes, I have to get stronger with magic. And then it just ends. And like, what the fuck is happening? Dude, I didn't see the car crash part. I just skipped that.
Is it one of the worst fucking first episodes of anything I've ever
watched? Literally so bad. I thought he like went home onto his like Sword Art Online game.
No, he died.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Dude, what a great show.
Episodes of anything I've ever seen.
Yeah, I have it at 3. I'm just gonna say it. I have it at 3. It's bad.
I gotta come out. I watched this in 2x speed.
Oh,
I did too.
God.
There was no way I was gonna finish that fucking episode, dude.
It couldn't have been that fucking bad, man.
It is, bro. Jack, just don't watch it, bro. It's not even funny to watch. It's just like you're just sitting there and you're like, this sucks.
The girl who he forgets her name, she's kind of bad though.
Yeah, but apparently she's not even like a real
character. But I don't think she's in the rest of the show.
She's not. I don't think she's even like a real character. I think this show thinks it's really clever with like the fake out and stuff. But it was just like, I was just sitting there with a straight face watching it the whole time. Like, what the fuck am I watching? This is horrible. So and then she gets fucking kidnapped. And I'm like, why are we watching this? Then he breaks through the roof like Batman with his ski mask. What's the name that he calls himself?
Dude, like, I don't know. Eminence in Shadow.
Let me. Oh, God. He calls himself the dumbest thing.
Like ever. Something with an F, right?
Yeah, some dumb shit. But it's just like, Oh my God, it's the worst thing. Genuinely, like, I was impressed as to how bad this was, because I watched this reluctantly, like on a Sunday evening, thinking like, fucking whatever, I'll watch like 2 minutes of it and think it's shit and stop, call it a day. But it was so much worse than I expected. I just, how is this so dog shit? Whatever.
Yeah, every single Mal review is saying that it's horrible.
Dude, fuck this show. Let's stop talking about this shit, bro.
I gave it a 1. I'm like, this is.
I gave it a 3. What did you give it, Carlo? A 6, right?
I gave it a 6. I didn't understand what was happening.
That's fair enough, I guess. I don't know. It's dog shit, dude. I don't even rate isekais this low. Only a few.
Yeah, if there was someone who would have liked it, it would have been you, but.
Dude, hell no! I am the biggest isekai critic. But anyways, yeah, fuck this show. Don't watch it. It's terrible. I don't know. I guess read the adaptation if you're going to read anything or do anything with the show, but just don't watch it.
Just don't.
So, yeah. Actually, no, just don't even touch it, though. Fuck it. It's so bad. Anyways.
We lost our whole audience.
Yeah, pretty. Oh, dude, I hope no one really likes that show, bro. Because if you do, your taste is shit. Anyways. Have any of you guys seen a certain show called Bleach?
Who? Yep.
Is it just me? Oh, okay.
I've never heard of this.
I was going to watch it. I gave up. I didn't even start it.
Thousand Year Blood War. TYBW. Okay. What has it been? Like 10 years, bro? Like,
it's been a hell of a long time.
Hell of a long time. And they're finally adapting this part of the manga. Wow. And boy, did they come back with movie quality animation, right? Like Demon Slayer type shit, right? The fucking same guy who does the soundtrack of the original Bleach show. And they end the episode off with a banger ass like recap slash ending that literally almost made me tear up. So good, bro. So good. Yeah, it's great. It leaves off where, you know, after everything has happened in Bleach. I don't want to spoil it just because I think, I don't know if Carla wants to watch it. I don't know. But anyways, everything, blah, blah, blah. Everything happens in Bleach. If you've watched Bleach, pretty popular. But basically Ichigo, it comes back where he's in his hometown, but a bunch of
coming from the Blue Lock.
Yes. Coming from the Blue Lock. And basically, a bunch of hollows are popping up everywhere, pretty much. And all of a sudden, this new, pretty much, enemy appears. Like, gets past, like, the entire Soul Society's, like, defenses and everything. Like, aim, like it was nothing. And they give him 5 days, or else the Soul Society is going to be annihilated completely. And it seems like they're very serious because they could have killed the head of the Soul Society right then and there. So I will leave it at that. And boy, am I excited to get the show going. I've only seen one episode. No, two episodes. I've seen two episodes. The openings are a banger. Just like in Bleach, every opening was a banger. Ending, a banger. Just, it's great. They came back strong. And boy, does Mao love the show. What the fuck is going on here? 9.10? Hello?
Where have all the Bleach fans been hiding all these years?
I know. What the fuck happened?
I thought people didn't really... I thought out of, like, the big three, Bleach was, like, the least popular one.
Yeah. I was like, how is this ranked number two? I was like, I thought this was, like... Like, it's a Bleach. Like, oh, yeah, like, Bleach, yeah, it's good. You know? Like, not like, 9.10, ranked number two, ranked number one, oh my god.
They've all been hiding in their caves all these years, bro.
I know. But I don't know. It's a long-awaited arc. Very long-awaited. And I'm really excited to see where it goes. Very, very excited. Because I'm an anime-only reader. I've not read the manga, as a disclaimer. And, yeah, I'm just super excited. You guys should give it a watch, too. Like, Carlo, Jack. I know you won't, Kevin, because it's long.
Yeah.
But it's a fun show. It's great. I have a lot of memories in Bleach, so just like Naruto, like just a lot of memories in those shows. So, you know, it comes from a deeper place for me, but you guys will still enjoy it. Trust. I have it at a 9 right now. It's great. It looks fucking incredible. Yeah, I love it. But anyways, we're going to move on to a, oh yeah, by the way, just watch Bleach. Recommend it. Anyways, we're going to move on to another show. Akiba Maid War. This is definitely an anime. And this boy, an anime. Did this catch me off guard.
She was crazy.
Really quick, the synopsis is all like, happy, haha, blah, 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 blah. This girl wants to join me.
I think real quick, I think this is the one show that we should do a spoiler warning for. So if someone, if you're watching this,
spoiler warning.
This,
If you're listening to this event and have any interest, even like a 5% interest, just watch the first episode. Just don't listen to us. Just watch it and then come back. We don't blame you.
Yes, disclaimer. Okay. And okay, time's up. So, dude, anyways, this show, bro, happy-go-lucky fucking little synopsis bullshit. Literally, not even like 2 minutes into the show, I see a maid get shot right in front of my eyes. Like,
it's the opening scene, bro.
Yes, not even a minute in.
Chicago, bro. Fuck.
Dude, she takes out her fucking Glock 9, bro. Her fucking mini AK and just shoots this maid right in the stomach. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what just happened? Hello? Like, hello? I don't know. It was just crazy. And it is like a brutal show. Like, my God. So, Carla, do you want to start off? Have you seen this?
Yeah, I watched it. It was kind of crazy when you see the maid get shot. I didn't know what to think.
And you're like, man, I really hope no more maids get shot.
I was like, okay, maybe that's what the war means. And then it just kept on going. And then you get like a 10 minutes of fucking normal maid cafe bullshit.
I know. And then she gets like slapped to death.
I don't even think you can call what happens in the maid cafe normal. Like, the whole show just is so off. You know what the show feels like? The show kind of feels like, it feels like one of those like creepypastas of like lost episodes of TV where you're just watching something and you just feel like something is just so wrong. Like, it's like, I shouldn't be watching this, you know? It's like lost footage.
Yeah, literally.
Really, really kind of weird. And then they send the two new maids on a mission to go give...
One maid who is the normal 17-year-old Japanese girl and the other one who's a 40-year-old Russian woman.
Dude. Okay, really fast. That ending sequence of her, like, killing, like, 70 Everybody? People. Like, dropping bodies, bro. And she is doing it while dancing to this, like... Like this, like, how do you even describe it? Like an idol, yeah, idol music, like, and she's just dancing to it while shooting people and killing them, like killing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, wow, should I even be watching this? It's like live leak shit, bro.
Literally,
this shit is crazy. Like, you got King Von, and then they send her on a mission. The two maids, and then she goes up to the bunny thing, the bunny maid cafe. They walk in on some girl getting like beat to shit. Oh no,
cut off.
They're cutting her hair off. One of the maids.
Yeah, it was like the most brutal scene. I'm like, you think she's getting like waterboarded or something, but she's getting her pigtail.
Please, don't do it.
Yeah. Oh my God, man.
And so then crazy. Fucking the main character gets slapped, and then the Russian lady just fucking blows the other girl's head off.
Literally.
What the fuck? I don't know, bro. That's just crazy. It seems kind of interesting, though. I don't know.
Dude, I don't even know what to say, man. Like, I don't even know if, like... I don't even know if I like it or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion. What I do know is that, like, I got to be honest. It's got a good sense of humor. it's fucked in all the right ways. I really like what, like, the maid is like fucking killing everyone, and like the main character is just distraught.
Yeah,
like, she's just on the floor, like, mouth wide open. She's like, what the fuck is going? It's funny. I watched episode 2 specifically because I was like,
you did?
Maybe I'll have an opinion, like, maybe I'll have something to say about this. But no, like, they just, episode 2 is like the lady who runs the cafe, she goes to like a loan shark, and like he's like, we'll give you the money, but you have to give us something. So he's like, oh yeah, I'll give you the fucking cafe. So they like close the cafe and they go to fucking like gamble all their money to win money back, It's like, what is even going fucking on?
I haven't seen the second.
This show is absolutely batshit. And there's just a fucking panda. Why is there a panda?
Yeah, I thought it was a stuffed animal, but it's a real fucking panda.
It's the dude from Jujutsu Kaisen, bro.
Literally. Like, same character.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think. I do think it's funny, though. I do think it's funny. I really like how in the opening, there's just this one character who always has their face blurred. I think that's fucking hilarious. I think the show's funny. But other than that, I just have, like, zero thoughts. Genuinely zero. But I'll stick around, I think? Maybe?
I think I'll stick around.
I want to.
I think I'll stick around. I don't know how we'll be, like, later down the line, but I mean, I'm gonna watch, like, the next three episodes, maybe.
Where do we go from this? Like, I genuinely don't know what's gonna happen. Like if a time traveler came up to me and was like, oh, because this is an original show, this isn't based on anything, so no one actually knows where this is heading. But if a time traveler came up to me and said to me, like, oh yeah, the last two episodes is they fucking rip through the dimension and go to Disneyland and have a fucking happy fun time, they'd be like, okay, yeah, that makes sense, you know? They could say anything to me and I'd be like, yeah, I can see that happening. Because I just have no fucking clue.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a score for it right
now.
Neither
do I.
I'm going to be honest, it's unscorable at the moment.
My score is question mark. But it's not bad.
It's not.
I'm much more positive than negative. I just have, like, zero idea what to say or think or do.
Watch it. I think it's funny.
It's funny. It is.
All right.
Yeah, it's recommendable.
Yeah, I think that's...
But watch at your own risk.
I think that's it for this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just watch it. Watch out your own risk. Blah, 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 blah.
It's a try. It's a try.
Yeah, I'd say it's a try too, yeah. However, next one.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, I love this show.
Bocchi the Rock. It's fire, bro.
Woo!
It's fire. That's, like... It's about a high school girl who starts playing the guitar because she realizes that she's alone and an introvert, and that bands can also be introverted, but they can express themselves through music and stuff. And so she has a dream to start a band. And so she learns guitar, picks it up in, like, middle school, right? And then she gets to high school and hasn't met a single friend, and nothing has changed. She never started a band. Nothing. None of her dreams come true, but she's insane at the guitar. And basically she finds some people, the people that want her to be on a band with her, because she tries to get everyone to see that she plays guitar. And it's just a really, really, really funny and cute show. I was laughing my ass off this entire fucking episode. The first two episodes. I didn't get to watch the third one. But yeah, it's great. It's at an 8.30 on Mal, and we're gonna go to Carlos.
I'm so happy this has such a high score. I didn't think it would have such a high score, but it does.
Yeah,
good for them.
I like it a lot. Carlo.
Well. When we first called to say, all right, we're going to record PPAP, this was the only show I didn't have watched, or I didn't watch. And, you know, I can confidently say I got 2 minutes in, and I'm already dropped the show.
It's okay.
That shit's
okay.
Lame as fuck. That's it.
Okay, one day you'll know the truth.
Yeah, it's true.
One day I will.
One day. You'll be there.
I can't watch a show if it's not in 2x speed. So there's no way I'm going to watch it.
What, are you not allowed to watch Bocchi the Rock in 2x speed?
I could, but I really just don't want to. I don't know. It looks kind of interesting. The synopsis looked interesting. I don't know.
Kevin, would you like to give an opinion? I don't think Jack watched
Bocchi the Mother
fucking rock. This is the best show of all time. This is the best show of the year, best show of the decade, best show of the millennium. This is I you know, we were all born to witness Poetry to Rock. This is the best. I feel bad that it's airing at the same time as Chainsaw Man, because I'm like, this deserves to be put in the spotlight. But yeah, I mean, like, what is there really to say? Like, there's not a single issue with the show, you know what I mean? Like, it's actually unironically, like, kind of perfect.
I agree.
Like it's fucking hilarious. It's like genuinely really, really funny. And like the music's good. The music's really good. I really like the opening and ending. And I'm pretty sure the voice actress of the band's vocalist does those. So, you know, unlike K-On!, this is actually probably gonna have more music, and it's probably gonna be pretty darn good. Not that K-On! Has bad music, it has good music, but this is definitely much more, like, despite being another, like, gag slice of life manga from the same magazine, this is definitely, like, very focused on the music, you know? As much as it is focused on the characters as well. It has a very good balance of both, which is really great. And yeah, it's like, literally the best thing ever. Like, it's entertaining. The production is great. This show, when we were talking about Chainsaw Man, and I said that we were, like, kind of blessed this season with really good animation all around, this is what I was referring to. Because it has, like, sneaky, amazing animation, you know? Like, you wouldn't really expect it coming into it.
But it really does.
Really awesome shots. There's a lot of, like, fisheye angles, you know? It has a lot of super good stuff. Yeah, it's kind of amazing, honestly. And you said you've watched both episodes, right?
Yeah, first two.
Yeah, I've seen all three.
I know, I didn't get to watch third.
Yeah, I was like, Saturday, it's fucking priority. I have to watch Poetry, bro. The writing is also really good. Like, I think a lot of people, like, don't watch Slice of Life, which is, like, perfectly fine. But I think, like, you'd come to find that a lot of them actually, like, people watch them because, like, you know, like, yeah, it's cute and whatever. But a lot of them are actually, like, really well-polished. And I think this is no, like, exception. I really like how Bochy is, like, she's an introvert, but she's, like, you know, like, really, like, socially anxious. Like, that's her thing. Because Ryo, the blue-haired girl, is also an introvert. And Bochy's like, oh, she's just like me. But, like, she's like, no, I kind of like being by myself. You know, I don't mind, like, not having people around me, and I like doing things by myself. And Bochy's like, oh, shit, no, she's not like me at all. You know what I mean?
I love the show.
yeah, no, literally.
It's phenomenal.
How could you not, honestly? How could you not?
Yeah, I came into the show. It was a band show. Band equal good, always. I mean, let's be real here. But coming as someone who, like, has always wanted to learn the guitar, started learning the guitar, you know, and then plays the guitar pretty regularly, and someone who also has, like, a dream of being in a band, like, it really, like, hits me right in the heart. It really hits me in the heart. I'm like, oh my god, this is so cool. And it just makes me happy, and I pretty much, my face hurts because I'm smiling the whole time throughout the episode.
It's adorable. It's adorable.
Like, it's adorable. Yeah. And I love how the first episode just acts like it ends, like, halfway, because it actually got me. It genuinely got me. It got me.
Funny, unlike that stupid motherfucker. Okay, never mind.
It was funny as fuck, bro. And it got me. It got me pretty good.
It does it again in episode 3.
Yeah.
They keep doing it.
Dude, it is just really funny. And the main girl is relatable to an extent. For some people, I'd say. But
yeah, for some losers, not me though.
No, I'm probably part of those losers, but not to the extent. But no, it's just a funny, relatable, phenomenal show with good music, and it's cute, and it just makes me happy. And that's pretty much it. And I have it at a 9 right now. Yeah. And it's just genuinely, like, it's so good. Like, oh, I can't wait to watch more.
It took me literally, like, 2 minutes to be like, yeah, I fucking love it.
Yeah, literally. Pretty much. And the characters are all good so far. Like, they're all good. Fantastic. Yeah.
It's also, like, I said the production was great. Like, it uses, like, a lot of creative things. Like, there's a lot of, like it uses a lot of stock images of, like, real people in the background at times. It's kind of goofy comparison, but I read on a discussion post someone compared it to The Amazing World of Gumball, and I'm like, yeah. Episode 3 has a lot of, like, real, like, it uses, like, puppets sometimes. It's like, yeah, this is so good. This is perfect.
Well, Amazing World of Gumball's fire, so.
Yeah.
And so is Bochy the Rock. So, you know. But, yeah, I think in the second episode, she plays, like, her first gig with the band inside of a box.
Inside of a box.
It's really fucking funny. Yeah, it's hilarious. It captures, like, some genuine social anxiety. And I don't know. It's just really cute. And it's something I feel like a lot of people can relate to, especially in the anime community. I'm not throwing that as, like, shame. but, like, genuinely, like, I don't know. I feel like it'd be really relatable. And I feel like a lot of people's dreams who are, like, really, really, really into music is to just be in a band. So I feel like watching her live out, like, that little dream is, like, it's pretty fun, you know?
She just like me.
Yeah. I don't know. Kevin, what'd you give it?
A 9, too. Yeah, it's the best thing ever.
Carlo, what'd you give it?
Bochy sweep.
I dropped it. I gave it a 5 and dropped it.
True.
Okay, 2 minutes in. 2 minutes in. Still doesn't beat, what's that? Fuck, what's the other show called? The one I dropped in 30 seconds.
Noblesse, the goat.
Yes.
Noblesse. The PPAP goat, Noblesse.
Noblesse.
Ah, I love that show. Anyways, we're going to move on from Bochy the Rock to actually one of our last shows on the list that we've pretty much all seen. Coming close to an end. Wow, we are finishing this off pretty fast. And what is it? Urusei Yatsura. 2022 version. It is an old manga. Like, very old. Like 70s old, I think. And
wait, there's a new one? I was watching the one from the 70s.
Oh, I was reading it too! yeah. I was there. This show's, like, it's all over the place. There's, like,
like,
invaders. There's the aliens. The aliens come down. The entire world is, like, unfazed that there's aliens, like, invading. And then there's just this girl that's, like, almost naked that comes down, and he has to play, like, tag with her in order to save the world. And then he ends up winning, and she ends up, like, falling in love with him with, like, the worst romance ever.
hey, let's be no disrespect alum though. She's a babe.
Actually,
let's be honest with ourselves.
The show is fucking, like, all over the place. Like, that little weird fucking guy in the beginning. Who is he, bro?
The old dude's funny.
He's funny. He's like a little troll.
Yeah, I don't know about this one, guys. But hey, Carlo, you can start.
Dude, this shit was so, I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Because, like, first there's, like, a little troll guy who's just some random old dude. And then the fucking world. Oh, no. And then, like, he sees his mom and his sister. No. At first he gets
dumped.
At first he gets dumped. And then the little old guy, like, throws him off of a bridge. And then, like, he sees his mom and his sister, and they go, like, we need your help. And then the FBI shows up, and then they
dumb.
It's, like, the lies on the fate of him playing tag with some, like, hot girl. And then the girl that dumped him is still in love with him, and he's still in love with her. And then the girl he plays tag with is in love with him, too. So, I don't know. Dude, this shit made no fucking sense. It almost played out like a episode of, like, Regular Show or something.
Dude, Regular Show is good. Regular show is good. Outrageous
comparison. Yeah, but like the absurdity of the of it played out like a regular show episode. Like where one second they're mowing the lawn, then the next second they're in space saving the world.
Yeah, but they do it good in regular show. This they don't.
They do it good in regular show. This made no fucking
dude, they sense. Do not do it good in this, bro. At all.
Okay, but listen. To be fair to Urusei Yatsura, this is a manga that's literally from the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, true.
Like, literally from the 70s. It's like when people complain about, like, the early parts of JoJo, being like, oh, like, you know, they're kind of, like, dry and generic. They're too, like, cliche, but it's like, well, you know, kind of made some of these cliches. I mean, I thought this was pretty funny. Not gonna lie.
It was like funny.
It's nothing revolutionary, but I watched it and I'm like, you know, one joke. It's, you know, it's very clearly a gag manga. You know, where they're trying to throw as many jokes as possible. It's like very ADHD, and one joke won't be funny, but then the next one we're like, yeah, that was pretty funny. Also, I love the art style. The art style that it is like, it's super pretty.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you know, but Urusei Yatsura is by Rumiko Takahashi, the mangaka of like Inuyasha, Ranma 1/2, you know, stuff like that. But you know, it's like, you know, I have no problem with this.
It kind of reminded me of like a really shitty version of Amazing World of Gumball.
Sure, just throw in as many cartoons as we can. Why don't we?
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. So I think I only giggled once in the show, and it's bad. I don't like it at all. It's not funny. I genuinely don't. I was like looking at how long the episode was because it was boring.
A lot of the perverted stuff didn't land at all. But I like how like his parents fucking hate him.
That was the only time I laughed.
Like he's just your usual idiot main character fucking around chasing after boys, and his mom's like, oh my god, my pathetic fucking son, I hate him so much, I hope he dies. I'm like, okay, fair enough.
I know, that's like the only funny part of the show. The other parts are literally just, oh, he wins and now she's in love with him, and then she just stalks him. She's a super stalker and like borderline like fucking blows up all of Tokyo just like on a phone call with him. I don't know. It's just like, it's absurd, but it doesn't land though. Like for me, it doesn't land. Like I'm picky with my comedy, you know, and Japanese comedy doesn't always land. This is that Japanese comedy that doesn't land. Like, yeah. I just don't find it funny at all. Only, like, a few times did I laugh. But other than that, it's just, like, there's so much going on that, like, to the point where it doesn't even make sense. But I know it's not supposed to make sense, but it's just, like...
I'm sure, though.
It's just, like, all over the place, though. Like, to the point where it's, like, not even, like, funny. I don't know.
I'm sure if this was, like, one of, like, the first, like, 20 anime you'd ever watch, I'm sure you'd get a better enjoyment out of it, you know?
Oh yeah, dude, if I watch this like the one of the first five anime that I've seen, I probably would have been like, ha 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 ha, but I've seen such better comedies, like such better anime comedies.
Right, but that's like, but it's like unfair to say that, you know?
Well, of course, but I'm not going to shy away that I think the show is bad.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't mind it though. I didn't really mind it. Plum is hot. And it's pretty.
She's all right. I don't know.
Nah, she's bad. Come on.
She's only bad in the pictures. In the show, she's not really that bad.
She's appealing.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, it's pretty. The opening is good. And, you know, I don't know if I'm going to stick with it the whole time because it's going to be pretty long. But I'll check out, like, episode two.
How many episodes is it going to be?
Well, it's 20-something, but it's going to go on for even more. Because, dude, the manga, let's see. I know it, like, the original anime had, like, a shit ton of, episodes, but yeah, the manga has 366 chapters. Mm-hmm. Ran for a good 9 years.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, I don't really have an issue with it. It's fine. It's not amazing, but it's fine. I've seen a lot worse. I could say that.
I've seen a lot worse. But yeah, I just think the show is like pretty bad. Carla, what'd you give it?
Like a 5 or 6.
Kevin?
It's just nothing special.
I haven't really thought about it. I lean more to like a low 7, high 6.
So I gave it a low 5, like a very low 5, borderline 4. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I give it a try if you want, but I don't know. Maybe the jokes will land for you guys, but I don't know. For me, it was not landing. But I'd say give it a try regardless of, because I think that maybe it'll be funny for certain people.
I think to like the heavy otaku audience will have more of a kick with it, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I've just seen like there's so much better shit out there. I wouldn't even waste your time with the show, but I mean if you want to check it out, like watching seasonal shit, like sure, go ahead. I think that's the end of our list besides two shows. If you want to mention them real quick before we wrap up here, Kevin, just give it a little speed around.
Two things I wanted to add to the ending because I watched them late because there was a lot of hype. First one is Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury. I have never in my fucking life watched a Gundam show, and I don't think anyone else here has. I couldn't even like tell you like the origins of like Gundam or whatever, but I don't think you have to watch any Gundam show to watch a Gundam show. I think you can just kind of, or maybe I'm a liar. I could be making that up, but this one I know for sure you don't have to watch anything. So there's an episode 0, there's a prologue, you can watch it on YouTube. That's where I watched it because it's, you know, it's on YouTube for some reason. It's on like the official Gundam YouTube channel. And this show is really fucking good. Like this show is really good. Episode 0 is a prologue, and I won't really go into that, but like the main show is just kind of like the main girl, she's from Mercury, the planet. I don't know why I had to clarify that, but she gets like transferred to this school where on like, I don't know if it's on Earth or if it's on space. Like there's a lot of factions, there's a lot to take in, and I'm not, like, since I've like never watched a Gundam show, I'm not really used to that. So I'm not sure whether this takes place on Earth or in space. I think it's Earth, I think, but it doesn't really matter. But, you know, she transferred to this school and like, you know, with her like fancy schmancy Gundam, and the way like the rules of the school works is that like the students can like duel each other in like their like in their like mobile suits, and like so that's kind of like the hierarchy of power, you know, like if you want this dude's, I don't know, like this dude's fucking dog or something, you know, you duel him to in a battle and you take their shit. And so point is that there's like this princess in the school, right? And her like dad is like this like sleazy, powerful, corrupt politician or whatever. Or I could be making a lot of this shit up. You know, you get the gist of it. And like he doesn't give a fuck about his daughter or whatever. And so he like tells like the boys like, oh yeah, you know, fucking whoever beats my daughter in a duel gets her hand in marriage and shit. And so the main girl is like, I don't like that. Fuck you. And she duels the boy who like currently has her hand, and she beats him, right? And so technically the girl is like her bride now. And it's, as an action show, it's kind of sick. Like the Gundams are all 2D animated. It's really cool. Like the show's really great. The character designs are great. And it's honestly a lot of fun. Like it's genuinely a lot of fun. It's really kick ass. I think this is like a really strong recommendation. I mainly watch it because a lot of people have been comparing it to Revolutionary Girl Utena, which is one of my favorite shows. I kind of get it. This is kind of more like anime, you know. It's not like, it's not anything crazy, but like you can absolutely watch it, and I think you would have like a hell of a time. Like this became like one of like the shows that I'm most excited to keep up with, and I've watched like 4 episodes so far. Every episode is out.
Yeah, you're actually telling me to watch it. I'll give it a shot. I've never watched a Gundam show. So.
Neither have I.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's great.
On my watch.
Really, really good. I'm really excited to keep watching it. They do a great job at establishing the characters, and like, you know, you get attached really quickly. It's awesome. It's really awesome. It's really over the top fun. Yeah, great.
Interesting. Who would have thought?
The other one is Do It Yourself.
which is just another slice of life show, and it's just good. That's it. That's all there is to it. It's cute. It's good. It's about this is your dad's favorite anime, believe it or not. This is literally about a girl that joins the DIY club in school, and they just make shit. You know, they got their screwdrivers, they got their fucking all their shit. What's the one that drills? What's that called? Is that a also drill? Called a screwdriver? Is it just called a drill?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they got their drills, you know, they make fucking benches and shit with their fucking wood. It's just a good time. It's cute. The art style is pretty. It takes place in like this like weird sci-fi world. The main girl is just kind of like a ditz, and it's just cute. And I think if you like your slice of life, if you like your like laid back camp super cub stuff like that, you'll like this one too. And I think it's pretty neat. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, is that all the shows for
yeah.
that we're reviewing?
We hit the nail on the head.
Okay,
it's a pretty like kind of small, but it's very top heavy. You know, it's like the big shows are big, and everything else is just kind of there. But I think yeah.
It's overall pretty good. If we didn't get to your show by any chance, you know, sorry,
we sucks covered to suck. We covered most of everything.
Pretty much sucks to suck.
Comment down below if you're the like two fans listening to this that are fans of like fucking To Your Eternity or like what else is fucking airing that we haven't talked about. If you're a fan of My Hero Academia,
Golden Kamuy,
Uzaki-chan,
Uzaki-chan is airing.
Yeah, can we just mention all these shows that are airing? We've pretty much seen the other seasons for, but like are just not. Reviewing them, yeah, like we don't watch them.
Those, comment down below and tell us why you fucking hate us. We'll be happy. We'll be happy to discuss it with you.
Wait, real quick, what's this? I Became the Sword.
Oh wow! Is that your favorite show?
Reincarnated as a sword. Oh my god, I have to watch this.
Reincarnated as a sword. Convince us down right now. Convince us why we should.
I will be talking about this in the final impressions. 10 out of 10. I can't believe there's a good isekai to like reincarnate as a slard. Oh,
hey, Eminence and Shadow isn't good, you don't think?
No, it's my favorite show. I thought I'd give it a 10.
It's actually really good.
Yeah, well, I hope you guys agreed with our opinions or didn't agree. I don't know. Comment down below. Let us know what you think. Join the Discord if you want to have a nice conversation or a fat argument. I don't know, whatever you want. You choose.
Real quick, we should do our top threes.
Oh!
Before we leave.
Top threes. Okay, Carlo, go ahead.
Chainsaw Man, Mob Psycho, Blue Lock.
Omen.
Jack, what's your top three of the season?
So I have only seen two!
Oh!
But I'm sure I'm sure I'll have...
What's your top two?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Kevin. Actually, Chainsaw Man and Block was pretty good.
Wow.
Those are my favorite, I think.
For me, I haven't given it too much thought. Chainsaw Man's number one. It's like kind of unfair, you know? Like I feel like
yeah.
It could be the best thing ever. Chainsaw Man will still be number one. Chainsaw Man's number one. Bochy to fucking Rock is number two. And number three, it's a toss-up between Gundam and Do It Yourself. I think I lean Gundam, but yeah.
My top three is Chainsaw Man. My top two is actually pretty hard to fucking pick, but honestly, I'm gonna go with Bochy the Rock, like genuinely. Yeah. And then God, like my third is like, cause Bleach is always gonna be up there. Like I love Bleach. So I'm probably just gonna put Bleach up there. But like, if I could tie for like second place, I would do Bochy the Rock and Bleach. And then for third place, I'd do like Mob Psycho, Blue Lock, stuff like that. You know, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, just list the whole thing, why don't you?
Yeah, fuck. I don't know. There's a lot of good shows this season. Go check it out, please. I think that's pretty much it, correct? Is that we got everything?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, guys. This is a good timed episode. For a first impressions round of applause.
Really,
I'm very happy. I'm very proud of you guys. And I'm very proud that we got together and did this again. And it may, okay. I don't know if this started off rough. I don't know. We're getting back into it if it does sound rough, but I don't know. As more come out, which we still want to do more, because this just goes to show that anything is possible. Anything, right. It's just like an anime, PlayStation anime coming out soon. But yeah, anyways, if you don't know who we are again, PPAP, go check the Discord in the link. This episode will be up on Spotify. We're going to try to get every single episode that releases from here on out on Spotify under 3 hours. Hour and a half is a good ass time to end. But yeah, if you want to convo with us, just literally just join the Discord. We want to get that shit active again. I don't know if it will, though, but I want to, though. It was really fun when it was. But yeah, stay tuned for our final impressions. I want to do more stuff in between this first impression and the final impression. Would you guys be down with that? I mean,
of course. I don't
know. We'd have to come up with an idea. We could just do like a short episode. It doesn't have to be like, these will be like our long episodes, you know, like our first and final impressions.
Because like we took a long hiatus and we missed, or at least I've still been watching everything, but you guys missed so much good shit.
So yeah, I know.
We could do like an end of year retrospective. Oh, we just talk about right. Some of like
actually stuff that came out. We totally should. Yeah. No, we totally should. That's so smart. Yeah, because I still have to watch Odd Taxi. You know, like a lot of those shows. Like I haven't seen any of them.
It's like 2 years ago.
Odd Taxi was last year. Oh my god! Wait, we did a PPAP on Odd Taxi. What the fuck?
That was the last episode we did.
Okay. Well. To be fair, we didn't do final impressions, so we can talk about it. We can talk about all the shows that we didn't do final impressions for. How about that?
Halloween episode coming up soon, guys.
Oh, yes, of course.
Real fans remember the first Halloween episode.
That's true. It got taken down, by the way, for copyright. Fuck! Anyways, yeah, that sucks. Yeah, anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Seriously, I want to get this shit going again. And... yeah, I love all of you guys supporting and everything for whoever's out there, you know, whatever, and all you new people. But yeah, any last words?
Watch Uzaki-chan season 2.
Yes. Go watch Chainsaw Man. That's all I got to say. All right, love you guys. I'll see you in the next PPAP episode. Goodbye.
I'll see you with
Bye.